This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. The U.S. military is responding to what one officer calls the most difficult recruiting situation in the history of the all-volunteer Army. Partly because of the war in Iraq, the Army is behind in its recruiting goals. So the military says new recruits will now have the option to serve as little as 15 months of active duty. The rest of the enlistment would be in the reserves. At the same time, the Army is warning recruiters not to go too far. Recruiters will be sent next week to values training. It comes after some recruiters bent the rules, including one who was caught on tape. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
The Army calls the training sessions a values stand-down, a day recruiters will put aside their normal duties and instead learn how to do their jobs more effectively and more ethically. The stand-down follows an 8-month period where the Army reported 91 cases of recruiters making errors or acting improperly. The leader of the Army's recruiting command, Major General Michael Rochelle, says he ordered the stand-down to prevent future problems.
What I hope to accomplish is simply to refocus the entire force on the fact that, one, we are first and foremost a values-based institution. And therefore, every action we take in recruiting for that values-based institution must be embraced and circumscribed by our Army values.
One of the cases that attracted Army leaders' attention occurred in Colorado, where a teenager recorded phone conversations with recruiters as part of an investigation for his high school newspaper. David McSwain led a recruiter to believe he was a drug user and a high school dropout, which should have excluded him from the military. But McSwain says the recruiter was eager to accept him anyway.
When I first went in to talk to him, I told him about my drug issue, and he said, "Not a problem, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it." And as far as the not having a high school diploma goes, he just wanted me to go in, create a fake diploma, and turn it in.
Will you be able to go and join the Army on Monday morning?
Yeah, I should be able to.
In McSwain's recordings, a recruiter tells him how to get a fictitious diploma on the Internet. And in this excerpt of a phone conversation, a recruiter tells McSwain where he can buy a detox kit that, according to the recruiter, would mask the presence of marijuana in his body and allow him to pass an Army drug test.
If you go to any, you know, like smoke shop, I mean, it usually runs about $40, you know.
Okay.
And the thing is, you just have to follow the instructions to a T. I mean, it's got like 150% guarantee that you'll pass. I've seen it work before, so.
All right.
Military officials are quick to note they've taken action in McSwain's case. The two soldiers he spoke with are no longer recruiting and are under investigation for what the Army calls unprofessional behavior. Nationwide, General Rochelle says 8 recruiters have been relieved of their duties since September, and almost 100 others have been admonished.
What I would tell you about those figures is that it certainly validates the robustness of our systems, but the seriousness as well with which we take any recruiting impropriety.
Rochelle's stand-down comes as the Army struggles through what he calls its toughest recruiting climate ever. In each of the last 3 months, it's missed its recruiting goals, and military experts say recruiters are straining to attract enough new soldiers. Bill Strickland is a retired Air Force colonel who's worked in military human resources.
Recruiting duty in any military service is a highly stressful position. It's a sales job, and just like most sales jobs, there are goals or quotas that that recruiter has to meet every month. So temptations are sometimes there.
Strickland says despite the recent cases, ethical lapses are rare among military recruiters, a point on which Major General Rochelle agrees. Rochelle expresses confidence that most of his 7,500 recruiters do their jobs with integrity, but he also concedes some less scrupulous ones were, in his words, flying below his radar. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.